Last week, the executives of Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors went to Capitol Hill to describe their corporation's financial troubles. Congress told them to come up with a more specific plan. Joining me now to explain the next steps in the auto industry bailout is Neil Baudet, Detroit Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to our show.
Glad to be here.
Legislators have asked the auto industry to provide a more specific plan for how the bailout money would be spent by December 2nd. Are they now working on a new proposal?
Well, I think they're working on some materials that they can show. They have been reducing their size, closing plants, eliminating jobs, and refocusing their strategy. So a lot of it they have already been doing, although the question is, is that enough to convince Congress if they just show more detail of what they're doing? I'm not sure that it is, because I think a lot of people in Congress want to see a fairly radical restructuring and repositioning of these companies, and I don't know that they're going that far.
And do they expect Congress to place more conditions on a bailout?
Sure. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid sent a fairly detailed letter on what they are expecting to see. Among that are several things like limiting executive pay and not paying using public money to pay dividends to shareholders, commitment to green vehicles. There would be, if there is aid, there would be some kind of oversight board to keep an eye and make sure that the automakers are actually doing what they say they're going to do.
Would a bailout fundamentally change the auto industry other than forcing them to commit more to green vehicles?
Well, I think they need to fundamentally change whether there's a bailout or not. For one thing, the Detroit automakers have far too many dealers, and you can't put dealers out of business. You can't tell people to close down because you have state franchise laws that protect dealers from that. But they are, to give you an example, GM has about 7,000 dealers. Toyota has around 1,200. So that means the average Toyota dealer sells far more vehicles than the average GM dealer. He makes much more money, is more profitable, puts it back into his building and makes it more luxurious and nicer for the customer, provides more amenities. So they have a competitive advantage there. The only way that Detroit can fix this problem of having too many dealers is really through a radical restructuring.
Try to encourage dealers to close on their own?
They have been, but it's been a very slow process. You know, you've had ones and twos here. This year, because of the rise of gas prices, hurt truck sales, and now the financial meltdown has really hurt auto sales. This year, you're seeing dozens and dozens of dealers going out of business. The estimate is for about 700 auto dealers to go out of business this year, comprising roughly 30,000 jobs.
With the bailout of Citibank announced over the weekend, has the auto industry bailout taken a back seat to the financial sector again?
Well, there certainly are questions in Detroit about, hey, how come you're rushing ahead with this Citicorp bailout and not helping us? I think one of the big differences is that Citicorp has made money in the past. They don't seem to have a broken business model. They do have a lot of trouble, but the automakers have been losing money for 3 years, and they've been losing market share for years and years beyond that. So it looks like they have a troubled business model, and so far there's been no clear evidence presented to Congress that they're going to change that.
Well, why have the White House and several leading Republicans opposed the idea of bailing out the auto industry, especially since they've reconciled themselves into bailing out the financial sector?
Well, because they're not convinced that Detroit is ready to make dramatic change. I think one feeling among both Republicans and Democrats after last week's testimony is that, you know, they're talking about some changes, but much of it, it sounds like business as usual. When they were asked point blank, what would you use this money for? They said, well, we'll pay suppliers, we'll develop products, we'll pay employees. What they wanted to hear, what the congressman wanted to hear is, we'll use that money to buy out X number of employees. We'll be able to close a certain number of plants. We'll be able to shrink our company. We'll get down to a point where we can be profitable if the market comes back. And they didn't hear that.
Well, 1 in 10 of the country's jobs is related to the auto industry. Can Congress and the White House really let them suffer the consequences of their poor management?
Well, I don't. I think that's why they get a second chance to come back on December 2nd and present new plans, is that they really can't. It would be a very big shock to the U.S. economy if one or more of the Detroit automakers filed for bankruptcy or stopped operating. So they are giving them a second chance, and I think there's a lot of coaching going on between Congress and the automakers, saying this is what we want to see, this is what you have to provide us, so that they'll be better prepared when they come in next time.
We really have just about a minute to go, but opponents have blamed the unions for the problem. Supporters of a bailout say that if we had a national health care system, the unions wouldn't be given so much of the blame.
Well, the unions, labor costs was a big problem in the past. In 2007, they had a new labor contract that really put them on a path to being very competitive in terms of labor costs and dramatic changes. And one of those was getting the health care costs off the books of the automakers. So I don't think national health care would have much of an impact on Detroit right now.
There was a lot of media attention to the fact that all three executives flew separately to Washington in their corporate jets. Didn't they learn anything from AIG?
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that, because we posted an item on our auto blog on WSJ.com about that before the hearing started, warning that the CEO of Lehman Brothers was really torn apart, and they should beware of things like flying corporate jets and not lowering your salary, because it's theater, but it's part of what Congress looks for. I was very surprised that they weren't better prepared for that.
And it became the source of quite a bit of humor on Saturday Night Live.
That's right. It's really gotten into kind of the zeitgeist.
Neil Baudette is the Detroit Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. I want to thank you so much for talking with us today about what's happening with the bailout, and we will probably pursue this further. I hope we can talk with you again.
Pleasure, anytime.